Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford, with Wolf and Luke.
Hour number two of the show on this Big Red Monday as the Cardinals win again, now 6-0 this season. And Wolf, we've talked about the defense, and that probably is the more surprising component. Not so much yesterday, but just how good they have been defensively all season long. The offense, not a surprise. This team was built around its offense, but I gotta say, I do marvel at how, again, they spread the ball around yesterday in the passing game. And Wolf, as much as I like Max Williams, and as much as I feel like he was a huge part of this the first 5 weeks, and I'm not saying they won't miss him over the course of the year, they seemed just fine yesterday, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. They used Darrell Daniels. Now, they didn't put him in line as much as they do Max Williams. And when I say in line, I'm talking about lining up on the tackle's hip on the line of scrimmage. That's something that Max Williams does an awful lot of. Darrell Daniels is more of a move tight end, and that really was how they started the game for the most part. They would have Darrell Daniels, and he would be moving in motion, or he would go ahead and actually flex out into the slot about 3 yards off the tackle's hip. They would move him around a little bit more and wouldn't put him in line. As the game unfolded, they started to put him more and more in line as a in-line tight end, a true stud tight end right there, but not nearly as much as with Max Williams. So they got good productivity from Darrell Daniels, I thought, yesterday. But, man, I'll tell you what, the wide receivers stole the show.
Well, to be able to do what they did yesterday without Max Williams was impressive. To be able to do it without Rodney Hudson was impressive. And I know the Cardinals had a couple issues with snaps, but Max Garcia played a pretty good football team, didn't give up pressure. I believe he was the only offensive lineman to not give up a pressure in that game. Also did it without their head coach. Wolf, as much as we talk about, like, okay, well, they had some systems in place, and this person would do this, and this person would call that, they still played the game without their head coach. And Kyler Murray talked about what it was like without having Cliff there.
That may be, a product of not having a coach out there, just having a little more leeway. But, it was I was just, I guess I did give me a little more freedom just to, whatever I did see, go with it. And that's what Whip was saying to me the whole time. I mean, whatever you see, and I stick to that same rule. For as long as it makes sense and you got a plan, then go with it. But I think we did a great job. I forgot how much time we had on in that fourth quarter drive, but we ran it all the way down and leaned on them. And like I said, that's a great defense. So it's exciting to see.
What were the conversations with Cliff like after the game?
I mean, he was just excited. I couldn't really hear him on the FaceTime. I mean, it was pretty loud in the locker room, but I know he's excited for sure.
Kyler Murray is a bad, bad man. I'm telling you right now, man, he played so well once again. Not even close. He is not the same dude as he was a year ago. And it wasn't like he was bad a year ago. It wasn't. He has grown so much in the last 2 years. It is truly an incredible transformation to see Kyler Murray and how he is. He was fire once again yesterday.
That drive he's talking about was the one in the fourth quarter that really just put it away. It was, and they had a couple late in the game to, Cleveland had the fumble, Cardinals score a touchdown to go up 30-14. Cleveland turns it over on fourth down. Cardinals then march 93 yards over the course of 7 minutes and 18 seconds, Wolf. I mean, that's not the sort of drive I think people nationally are fully aware that this offense is capable of. They think, oh yeah, the Cardinals are scoring. What are those, like, three-play drives where they score in 48 seconds and then the defense is out there getting taxed again? Wolf, they ate up half the fourth quarter, went 93 yards, and scored to end the game. And that, it was maybe already done before that, but that was it. Because when they got the ball, it was still technically a two-score game. We all just saw what Baltimore did to the Colts on Monday Night Football. Two scores, it's doable. But for the Cardinals to go out there, go 93 yards and eat up an entire half of a quarter on that drive, that's not what I think people realize this offense is fully capable of.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Luke. Honestly, that was my favorite possession of the game. That's not going to surprise you, but the death knell that possession was, going 11 plays down the field, 93 yards, where you ran the ball 8 times, and it was James Conner. Oh, my goodness, Luke. James Conner was just facing people, just trucking people, running right over them. What a key addition James Conner has been to this team. One of the more low-key additions, I would say, in the offseason by Steve Keim. He's allowed the Arizona Cardinals to convert third and short yardage situations at a championship level. And anybody that watched this team last year in third and short situations, you know just how important that has been this year to fix that, because last year it was a complete nightmare.
Yeah, James Conner had his fingerprints all over that drive, and he talked about it afterwards.
It's time to muscle up. You know, we know our roles, and, you know, I'm getting on my O-line. I'm telling them it's time to play bully ball. You know, I'm just making sure I'm putting the ball in the right place and running hard and protecting it and, you know, getting time off that clock. So that's just the mentality, you know. That's why I'm here.
Carried
that's
it
why he's here.
Six
yeah.
times on that drive.
Yes, and that is the mentality right there. James Conner is going to truck you. He's going to line up and try to do it right in front of your loved ones. I mean, absolutely hammer you. I love his mentality. Once again, this is the reason why you bring players in. When you say, we've got to get more physical, we've got to get more leadership in the locker room, but we also have to get more physical, what you do is you take the tape, Luke, you put the tape on, and you watch the guy from the snap to the finish of the snap, and you do it over and over and over again, and you make an assessment about the guy. Is he tough? Is he smart? Is he physical? Will he stick his face into the fire? This is what evaluators do, and James Conner, that's the reason why he's here, because he would run the ball like that. He did it in a physical way. And now you're watching him this year. He appears to me, this is just me, and maybe it's because it's the new team and a new surrounding and a new situation, but he's running the ball harder than I've ever seen James Conner run the ball.
Yeah, he's sort of having a career renaissance this year, too, because the last couple of years in Pittsburgh, not a whole lot was going well for their running game in general, but he looks like a different guy this year, I agree. Coming up next, it's your turn. The Cardinals are 6-0. How do you feel about it, and what did you see yesterday? 602-260-9870, the number into the show. We'll take your calls next. Again, 602-260-9870. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford with Wolf and Luke.
Okay, we like to do this on Big Red Mondays and get your thoughts, and especially with the way this Cardinals team is playing right now, winning every single game. So we're going to take your calls right now, 602-260-9870. Let's start with Anthony in Phoenix. You're on the Wolf and Luke Show. What's going on, Anthony?
Nothing much, you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
And, yes, sir. So I got to say, man, you know, I keep having this reluctant optimism, you know, expecting these guys to go back to the old Cardinal ways where we get complacent, or, you know, we start getting lazy and falling off. But I got to say, and you guys have touched on it this morning with the veterans that we brought in, we brought in a bunch of veterans that don't like to fail, you know, and I think that's kept our guys motivated. The offensive line, I got to say, man, DJ Humphries and Justin on the left side, along with the guys on the right. I mean, just all the way across the offensive line have done a great job. I think the fact that we got Jordan Phillips back is going to help that depth in the center of the defensive line. And I would hope that they put, you know, J.J. Watt at the defensive end position a little more than they have now that we got Jordan Phillips back, because I think he can, you know, really get that pass rush on the left and right side with Chandler coming back. I think we can really do some things in the secondary. Can't say enough. So, I mean, all the way around, man, I'm very pleased. And, you know, go Cardinals.
Anthony, I appreciate the call. Wolf, I think there's something to that reluctant optimism, which I understand if you're a Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
I just don't necessarily get it if you're like an odds maker or somebody nationally that's putting the Cardinals fifth or sixth in your power rankings when they're undefeated.
No, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, once again, this team has got a certain feel to it right now. There is a certain something going on inside that locker room, man. And I look at the leadership inside that locker room. This game yesterday was won before they even played the game because of the leadership inside that locker room.
Let's go out to John in Mesa. John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I've been a fan of this team since I was about 10 years old, and I'd say every season I was always overly optimistic. This was the first season and off season I kind of tempered my expectations and wasn't talking as much trash to other buddies that were friends or fans of other teams. And, man, it's unreal. You know, Wolf says it continuously almost every day that this team just has a different feel to it, and it sure does. I really don't have any other words for it than that. Just, you know, Wolf kind of took the words out of my mouth with that. This team is going places, and whether it's not this season, maybe it's next season, the season after, who knows? All cards, man. We got a good team, and I couldn't be more happy to be a fan. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
That is a great phone call right there. The reality of that phone call, because you can look at this team right now. Why would you not expect this team to continue to play like they are? Right, Luke? I mean, really?
Yeah. There's nothing. You know, people push back and they're like, well, they're not going to go undefeated. Well, that's a different thing. I'm not expecting them to go undefeated, but I don't really expect them to let up. I mean, there's injuries in the NFL, so injuries are always – set that aside for a second.
Correct.
But they're also winning despite injuries right now, too.
Yes. I mean, you look at it from top to bottom. It doesn't matter how you slice the Arizona Cardinals in 2021. They win. They play well, and again, you're right. They're not going to win. They're not going 17-0, Ron Wolfley reporting. Now watch, he'll go 17. I'm just saying.
Eat your words.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It always comes back to haunt you. It always will. They're not going to do that. But why would you look at this team when you look at it and think, they're not going to play this well? That wide receiver room is playing way over its head. Really? Is anyone saying that? No. That offensive line is playing way over its... No. You're not saying that about that. James Conner is playing... No. Kyler Murray's playing way... No. No. That defense has star power. That defense... Okay, the secondary is the only thing you could point to. I would say not the secondary, the cornerback room in particular is the only thing you could point to and say, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but they've protected those corners so well by building such big leads and by, you know, you have the safeties you have behind them and you have the pass rush and you also the corners have been playing well too. They're playing great offensively, defensively, and special teams in the steel line from you. Everybody's just doing their job.
Yes.
Let's go out to Mike in Florence. Mike, you're on the Wolf and Luke show.
Hey.
What's up, Mike?
Hello, this is Ron. Awesome. You know, I've been a fan since 88, since they moved here, and I've never seen anything like this before. But that being said, you know, I work about 6 days a week, but I felt so good after yesterday's win. I said, you know what? I'm going to take Monday off. I'm going to do myself all day and watch Cardinal stuff on sports shows. I haven't seen anything. And the only thing that I've seen, it's all about the Browns and how terrible Baker Mayfield is. Well, how about talk about the Cardinals, and they went across the country, played a legitimate contender, and beat the brakes off of them. You know, no one's saying this without a head coach.
Yeah, you know what, though, my brother? This is what I would say to you right now. This is the great thing about it. I understand. The players inside that locker room don't care. They don't. They don't care about them. Yeah, you know, of course. Do they want nice things said about them? Yes. I mean, who doesn't want nice things?
I'm not even sure they do, Wolf, actually. I think they genuinely don't care right now.
I think this team has got this mindset of just to prove it, this maniacal desire to prove who they are and do it every game. And I can tell you right now, my brothers, if you're listening to this, and if I'm right on that, it's the thing that will get them to a Super Bowl. It's a thing that will allow them to win a Super Bowl. It will. If they've got that mindset of, I don't care what anybody says about me. I don't care if they like us or not. I don't care if they think I'm great or not. Because all I know is that next game awaits. And it's time to ball out.
Let's go out to David in Mobile. David, what's up?
Hey guys, it's good to speak with you as always. Going into this week, I you kept on getting the update. You know, this guy out for this reason, and And this guy, for that reason, and the inactiveness is like, my goodness, are we even going to have enough guys to play the ball game? Should this game be canceled or postponed? And I just couldn't believe it. And then the fact that they come out, you know, with a win without the head coach, without Cam Turner, without, you know, Steve Keim and all these guys out with COVID is just, I just couldn't believe it. And Bally Sports made their post talking about, who do you give the game ball to? And I commented on it and said, I give the game ball to the staff. You know, cut rally together and won this game. And, of course, I saw the post later that everybody gets a game ball, but that's all fine and good. But to me, it goes to the staff, and I just couldn't believe it. What a great win and something I've never seen before.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. I don't disagree with any of that, Wolf. Here, I'm going to try and cram one more in here before the break. Let's go out to Justin in Buckeye. Justin, what's up?
I'll be quick. I appreciate you guys taking the call real quick.
Sure.
I just want to reiterate a couple callers before. It's just a full team effort I'm seeing. And I told Maloney, I feel comfortable on Sunday. My stepdad's a nervous Nancy, you know? And I'm just like, they're going to win this game. It's cool. And, you know, I'm not saying the players are comfortable. Me as a fan, it feels nice to be comfortable on Sundays. And I don't see any finger pointing. I see a lot of accountability, looking at themselves, being like, hey, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. You know, they're not saying, oh, what are you doing? You know, PP, I'm not calling him out, but he'd be hands up in the air pointing at somebody else. Nobody on this team is doing that. But I know you guys are up against it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Justin. You know, Wolf, I think Justin just said it right there, though. You feel comfortable on Sundays watching this team if you're a Cardinals fan. And obviously you and I are in a little bit of a different position doing the job that we do. But, I mean, they both know a lot of Cardinals fans. A lot of times I watch the games with a lot of people I know who are longtime Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
And there is a different vibe, whereas in years past, okay, the Cardinals are up. You're always waiting for the other shoe to drop or something's going to happen or they're just losing. And these games, I mean, I'm trying to go back and look at a time this season where I felt like during a game, oh, the Cardinals are in trouble. And the only time, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, is when Minnesota was lining up to kick a field goal to maybe win at the end of that game, the Minnesota game. Every other game, once the game has gotten going, I've been like, oh, they're in control of this. They're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I was talking to a guy that has been around the NFL for almost two decades. And he's been in the NFL and around the NFL for two decades almost. And he looked at me and he said after the game, I'm in awe. I mean, that's how well they're playing. That's how well they're doing right now in all three phases.
It's not just the record. It's the way they're passing the eye test. That's probably the best way to describe it.
Yes.
Text us your thoughts. If we didn't get to you on the phone, sorry. You can text us your thoughts to the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. There were a lot of standout performances in Cleveland yesterday. Which ones were the biggest? As Wolf says, which dudes balled out the most yesterday? We'll talk about it next on the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.
The home of Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford, with Wolf and Luke.
Well, Wolf, I know when you watch these games, you take note of certain individuals who just kind of step up over the course of a game. And I don't want to explain it for you. You can explain it, but I mean, you call them the dudes, don't you?
I call them dudes, man. I call them guys that step up in a game and make plays. Plays that matter. Plays that change the course of a game. I'll give you the dudes for this game. Kyler Murray, do you think he changed it? Yes. Robert Alford, Max Garcia, J.J. Watt, D-Hop, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, James Conner, Isaiah Simmons, Matt Prater. Once again, it doesn't mean that Justin Pugh did not play well. Of course, it doesn't mean that. But to me, it means a guy changed the game, went out and made a play that really changed the game. And Robert Alford was one of those dudes that stood out like a sore thumb to me, at least.
Well, we're going to be talking to him in about a half hour on the show, too. He's going to be calling in. But, yeah, we can start there. I mean, there's a lot of guys. You just rattled off a lot of dudes from this game. But it was good to see Robert Alford get the interception. Robert Alford just being a big piece of this defense. And let's call it the way it is. I mean, there was a stretch there, last week, where you didn't have your other corners, basically. And so Robert Alford – as much as people have talked the last 2 years about him not being able to be on the field, he's kind of been an anchor for that cornerback room this year. He's been the one, like, he's been the pillar.
That's exactly right. Well said by you, Luke. It was really interesting to me because it looked like yesterday. Again, sometimes when you see it live, you can't always identify the zone coverage correctly. But it looked like to me they were playing a cover two safeties high, five underneath. And you had Robert Alford playing as a roll-up corner. And a roll-up corner means if, in fact, any type of force comes your way, you've got to be the force guy. You've got to be the guy that actually turns it back in. Any type of route comes your way, threatens the flat, you've got the flat room and you've got zone responsibilities there. But just watching him being a veteran, he was not threatened in the flat, and he just drifted back, even though they were playing two safeties high, drifted back, and they tried to, Baker Mayfield tried to throw that corner route, and that's, he overthrew his receiver right into the hands of Robert Alford. And that, to me, was a veteran-type move right there that just said, hey, listen, I'm not being threatened at all in the flat. Why don't I just continue to drift deep? And he made the pick, made the interception right there, but it was really his fourth down play as well, stripping the ball from the receiver's hands. That's Robert Alford. It's who he is.
He was a big part of the, I love this stat too. He was a big part of the Cardinals defense, shutting down a Browns team that has a pretty good offense. So even after the game yesterday, Wolf, Cleveland is averaging 396 yards and change per game. Okay. So that's ninth in the NFL.
Yes.
Yesterday, the Cardinals held them to 290. So, you know, over 100 yards below what their average is now. Their average is well over 400 going into yesterday's game. And 57 of those yards came on that one play at the end of the first half. So in terms of just over the course of the other 59 minutes and 30 seconds, the Cardinals completely shut down that Cleveland offense for the entire game except the Hail Mary, and Robert Alford was a huge part of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Also, you go back and you look at J.J. Watt. You look at J.J. Watt in this game right here. Once again, I continue to say this now for 3 weeks in a row. J.J. Watt played his best game as an Arizona Cardinal. I've been saying it. You can see him. It's not like he's getting better and better and better. What it looks like to me is he's getting more comfortable with the defense and understanding the defense. And because of that, he's starting to make more plays. But it's not just the five tackles. It's not the one sack, the two quarterback hurries, the pass defensed, the forced fumble of J.J. Watt. It's also those numbers combined with numbers that never show up in a stat box, never shows up in a game book. The penetrations, the disruptions of blocking schemes, of running plays and play action passes and passes thrown downfield. I mean, to me, once again, this is where he shows up, disrupting offenses and blocking schemes. And the tape does not lie. And you see J.J. Watt, he is changing games with his play in between the white lines. And then you consider what he's doing outside of those white lines. The leadership that he is demonstrating and modeling for everybody inside the locker room and on this football team, and holding each other accountable, and players holding J.J. Watt accountable as well. That's right. I'm talking about other leaders in that locker room that are holding him accountable. This is the best trend the Cardinals have going for them, and they've got a lot of good trends going for them right now. But the best trend, to me at least, overall, the one that geeks me out a little bit, is the accountability that is going on inside that locker room. There isn't one guy that puts a mouth guard in and puts the silks on for the Arizona Cardinals and goes out and plays a game who is the king, who is the authority. They have a lot of kings inside that locker room, and they're all keeping each other accountable. Man, when that happens, you got gold in your hand, Luke.
He had a stretch in this game, and I think you and I both agree that for the third straight game, J.J. Watt played his best game as a Cardinal. And I will give you credit. You called his sack. You called a sack on Friday for J.J. Watt. You called
your
shot.
That was a guess. It was lucky.
But there was a stretch leading up to the sack. So this, we're talking third quarter, where he was already a menace, J.J. Watt was, to Cleveland.
Yes.
But he ended up chasing Baker Mayfield right into Jordan Hicks for a sack. And they showed J.J. Watt on the sidelines. You probably didn't get to see this because you were right there. But on the sidelines, just walking up and down the sidelines, telling everybody they can't block me, basically. And that was when he had chased Baker Mayfield into the Jordan Hicks sack. The next drive out is the one where he gets the strip sack of Baker Mayfield. And for a while, Baker Mayfield was even looked like he might be out of the game. But, you know, that strip sack, we look back now and we say, okay, 37-14, and maybe Cleveland was lucky to get seven of those points. When he delivered that strip sack, it was 23-14.
Yes. Wolf.
I mean, the game was very much in the hanging in the balance, and the Cardinals offense then immediately went out there and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, no doubt, Luke. And I also put down dudes. I put the dudes down, D-Hop, A.J. Green, and Christian Kirk. Once again, listen, DeAndre Hopkins, only four targets in the game, three receptions in the game for 55 yards, two of them touchdowns. Just back-breaking touchdowns by DeAndre Hopkins. And yes, the targets are down. There's no doubt about it. Yes, it's not like he's receiving. He's leading the league in receiving, and somehow he's racking up 100-yard games left and right. He's not doing that. Yet at the same time, anybody who knows anything about football and watching DeAndre Hopkins and the manipulation of the secondary with D-Hop, the fact that he's still scoring touchdowns, what a huge difference maker that is for the Cardinals. A.J. Green, six targets, five receptions, 79 yards, and another beautiful touchdown by the Scarecrow on a stick. You're talking about a guy that ran a fade route down the right sideline, and Kyler Murray dropped it into the toaster, baby. A beautiful throw by Kyler Murray, where A.J. Green didn't even have to highball it, didn't even have to jump for it, just ran through it, ran through full stride, ran through the catch, and made the touchdown. A beautiful throw by Kyler Murray. And then Christian Kirk, man. What are you going to say about Christian Kirk? 75 yards, five receptions, of course, eight targets. Led the team in targets. These are guys that are showing up. These are guys that are making differences for the Arizona Cardinals in winning games.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot more about the receivers later on, specifically DeAndre Hopkins, because I'm starting, I know it sounds like hyperbole, but I'm starting to wonder if he is just completely uncoverable, and if he's somebody the Cardinals at any point in a big game or a big situation can just go to Hopkins and 100% of the time they're going to get a play. We'll get back into that a little bit later on. We got Robert Alford coming up at the top of the hour, so when we come back, we will take you through the top stories of the day with Wolf and Down Your Lunch. That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Yeah, could I have a number three with cheese and a large coffee?
Man, does this smell good.
Wolfen Down Your Lunch. Serving up today's top sports stories with Wolfen Luke.
Hey, boys.
All right, here we go. Early lunch today. We're doing it at 11:45 instead of noon because we're just hungry. So here's Aaron with the top stories. Aaron?
So no Cliff Kingsbury, no problem for the Arizona Cardinals as they move to 6-0 on the season following their 37-14 win over the Browns. Here's Marcus Golden.
Oh, man, you got to get a coach's credit. The coaches stepped up for Cliff and made sure they called a good game and did what they had to do, and then you give the credit to the whole offense. Man, the offensive line did good. The receivers ran the right routes. And then you got Kyler Murray back there, a young, great, great, great quarterback. And so you got a player like him. He went out there and made some plays, too. But overall, man, when you ain't got your head coach who really involved in the offense, you got to give credit to the coaches. The coaches went out there and did their thing today.
How do you think the Cardinals were able to pull that win off without Cliff?
Well, I mean, Wolf, I know you're going to say leadership. I don't want to step on your toes here. Leadership is a huge part of it, but I do think there's a certain element to the fact that the Cardinals just have a lot of talent on this team. And those guys you just rattled off last segment that were making plays, and DeAndre Hopkins might be the best receiver in the NFL. J.J. Watt's going to the Hall of Fame, and it's not like it's based on stuff he was doing 8 years ago. He's still a player. Kyler Murray is one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the NFL, and that's really just kind of the tip of the iceberg. So talent, just pure raw talent, played a huge role in that yesterday, too.
There's no doubt about it, Luke, and it's okay. Speak the truth. Leadership is why the Arizona Cardinals won that game yesterday. Leadership. It took over the locker room. It refused to give this team an excuse to lose to the Browns. And you saw it from the get-go. You saw it from the very beginning. This was, I mean, it was shaping up where you're 6-0. Are you kidding me? You're 5-0 at the time. Your head coach was out, your play caller out. Best every excuse known to man was given to the Arizona Cardinals. And you know what? The leadership inside that locker room said, don't you dare buy into that. Don't you dare believe it. As a matter of fact, we're going to double down on doing it the right way and doing it the hard way and go out and proving it. And that's exactly what they did. And they did it on the road against a good football team and destroyed them. Man, the leadership in that locker room won that game first before they even walked out on the field.
So what did Kyler Murray think of their win?
Like I said, I think we were excited. You know, like I said, the odds kind of seemed stacked against us. It's pretty much for us, it was just opportunity to come out here and prove ourselves again against a good team. You know, people try to make this more than what it was, but at the end of the day, we came out here and handled what we needed to handle. But like I said, it's a great team over there. We prepared well for them. It's just on us to give them our best. So.
Our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it asks, which is the biggest statement win for the Cardinals so far this year? Your choices, their 37-14 win over the Browns, their 37-20 win over the Rams in Week 4, their 38-13 win in Week 1 over the Titans, or other?
Yeah, I'm still going to go with the Rams. Yesterday was big. The Titans one really kind of put everybody on notice in Week 1, but it's been so long since they had beaten the Rams, and the Rams still haven't lost to anybody else. I mean, that's the other thing, Wolf. If this were like college football and you look at quality wins, the Rams are handling everybody else they play, so I'll go with that one.
Yeah, I think for me it's really easy. I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans based on what we know right now after six games looking at this team. And how they came out and they showed us exactly who they were Week 1. They came out and hammered the Tennessee Titans in Week 1. And now, looking back after watching them play six times, there's no doubt about it. That's who they were in Week 1.
So 82% say their Week 4 win over the Rams. 15% say the Browns. 2% agree with you, Wolf, and say Titans in Week 1, and then 1% say other.
What's the other?
I'm trying to think as well, but who knows? The Cardinals were able to stop a high-powered rushing attack once again this weekend, so what did Vance Joseph see on that front?
I'm going to tell you this, guys. Defensively, obviously, when the run has to be stopped, against Tennessee and against the Browns, we've done it. We've done it. And offensively, to watch a team that's built to score 34 points a game and throwing the football and to have an 11-play drive and burn 9 minutes with all runs, that's quality football, guys. That's quality football. That speaks to coaching. It speaks to our big guys, our D-line, our O-line. If we can do those things, guys, that's going to help us win a lot of games moving forward.
What did you guys see from the defense?
Well, even with the fact that the Cardinals shut down the Browns rushing game yesterday and they shut down the Titans in Week 1, those are still the top two rushing teams in the NFL, Wolf, even with those bad games against the Cardinals.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and say Cleveland and Tennessee know how to run the football, and I'm pretty confident the Cardinals can stop anybody else on their schedule when it comes to running the football.
Isn't it interesting that you had Vance Joseph actually reference the offense for the Arizona Cardinals as he was talking about shutting down the Cleveland Browns rushing attack? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Once again, the best defense the Arizona Cardinals could have is the offense of the Arizona Cardinals scoring points and putting the Cleveland Browns in catch-up mode. Man, that is what they did all day yesterday, and that is the reason why Vance Joseph is citing that, because it actually helps his defense as well. Now, early in that game, there's no doubt about it, the Arizona Cardinals defense did a great job again at the point of attack and on the line of scrimmage. This is a defense that has only gotten better as the season has unfolded, but it was the offense that really put the Cleveland Browns in a tight spot.
The Phoenix Suns have agreed to terms with forward Mikal Bridges on a four-year, $90 million contract extension. The deal, averaging $22.5 million per year, is fully guaranteed. Your reaction to the Bridges deal?
I got to say, I saw a lot of people around the NBA who were saying they thought maybe Bridges might get more, actually, if he had waited till next summer. Unfortunately for DA, that might be the case. He might be waiting until next summer, whether he wants to or not, because we're now 3 hours away from the deadline. Wolf, I mean, I think it's big, obviously, to get Bridges locked up. He is a huge part of this. I know he's not a max player like some people feel DA is, but you got to at least get Bridges locked up. I'm interested to see, though, now how DA feels with one of his teammates getting an extension this summer, too.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that right here. I mean, this is great. Stand and applaud right now. The fact they got Mikal Bridges locked up, he's one of my favorite players. I love professional players that actually take pride in their job. And you can see an NBA player who not only loves to score the basketball, but you also see a guy in Mikal Bridges that likes to play defense and is really, really good at playing defense. A guy that has improved his three-point ball big time. A guy that has improved his ability to take it to the rack. A guy that is really getting better offensively, I think, for the most part, but a guy whose baseline is playing defense. I absolutely love it. He's a two-way guy, a true two-way guy, and because of that, I'm glad that he is going to be a Phoenix Sun for a while.
So Phoenix has until 3 p.m. today to extend DeAndre Ayton. Do you guys think they will agree to terms on a deal before today's deadline hits?
Well, if they do it, they're going to do it like at 2:40. Maybe that's what we should do. We should just pick the exact time they're going to do it. Well, if I say if they do it today, it'll be 2:47, or it'll be next summer.
Yeah, you know, honestly, right now, it just doesn't look that way. If, in fact, it was going to get done, it would have been done, I believe. And who knows, I'm hoping I'm dead wrong on that, because I would love to see him get the max contract. I would love to see him locked up and signed here. But having said that, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen today. Thanks a lot, Aaron. That was Wolfing Down Your Lunch. Win tickets to the Phoenix Suns home opener. Just text TICKET to 620-620 and listen for your name coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. So that's like 5 minutes from now. It's the return of the hottest tickets in town, powered by FanDuel. Coming up next, it's the team's vibe at 6-0. We're going to be joined by Cardinals cornerback Robert Alford. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.